This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Drip, 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 disclosure. I'm not going to have a sound effect of water dripping, but it is, people have these experiences. They discover exoplanets where they might have the conditions of life. We know there's water on Mars. All this stuff preparing us for the eventuality that we're going to have a real contact. And even the skeptics who don't believe they are here now believe they will be here at some point in time. And how far does it take you to take it from maybe it's happening, could happen, will be happening in the future to it's happening now? And they gauge the reaction. But that assumes the governments of Earth, or at least our government, knows more than they're telling us. But then I don't understand the naval interest in UFOs. It's as if there was never any study of UFOs over 70 years, and that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you're talking about this late. You know, a lot of the stuff that's come out with the Nimitz encounters, for example.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good points. It's like Project Blue Book never happened to them.
Project who?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's strange when you kind of look at it, you know, from that perspective. I mean, it's been known that there apparently has been, you know, government officials from different countries that have said, yes, there are aliens. But at the same time, there's this general understanding that that the world isn't going to fully accept it until we, for some reason, we are the ones that say it. So it's possible that the whole reason that, you know, they're kind of making this whole grandstand is to really kind of ramp that up, possibly, or really at least make it look like it's going in that direction. But I don't know, honestly, if we're going to get that full disclosure that people want, because there's a lot of people that will refuse to kind of accept it until, you know, you have a ship landing like on the White House lawn and, you know, extraterrestrials coming out and introducing themselves and having like a press conference. So,
okay. Latu, so Barada, Nikto.
Nikto.
Yeah, with let's, Gort. Now, the other thing, of course, is that assumes that we have control over that.
Yeah.
And that some outside force, ET, if they are here, can't make their own decisions, unless, of course, the other theory that we're working with them to disclose their presence. But if we're not, this could be taken out of our hands. What about the leaders of other countries who aren't so friendly to us? Putin, of course, the dude from China, Iran, you name it, Syria. They don't have our best interests at heart. So if they had evidence, because we know there are sightings all over the world, Russia, etc., if they had evidence, wouldn't they try to use it to their advantage?
Yeah, you would think so. So that's what really kind of makes this whole question of, you know, extraterrestrial presence even more complicated, because you would think that it would be something that would be difficult to withhold from kind of the world population for so long. So then it begs the question, is the historical point of view on it, like, is there as strong of a connection as, you know, people have theorized? Or perhaps it has just been, you know, occasional sightings, and while there was, you know, Project Blue Book and there was all this research into it, maybe it didn't quite, you know, it's possible that it wasn't as fruitful as they had hoped. Because if it was, I feel like it would have been much more difficult to withhold for so long across the world.
Well, that's the issue here about secrecy. You wonder, how could they have kept a secret if they knew something in 1955?
Mm-hmm.
Could they have kept it secret? Remember, they're going from bureaucrat to bureaucrat, military leadership to military leadership, president to president, although I kind of think the president, regardless of who he might be or in the future she might be, is not brought into this at all. Not at all. It's kept away from them because you can't trust them, for obvious reasons, not to reveal something. But then again, how do you keep a secret for so many years? And people can explain, well, we learned about this, we learned about that. None of the things they kept a secret is as momentous as the presence of beings from other planets. Nothing. How could they possibly keep that a secret?
Mm-hmm. Well, they haven't. That's the whole thing. It seems like we've perpetuated the myth that they have kept a secret. But I mean, we can go all the way back to Ruppelt, because we were just talking about Project Blue Book, and he wrote the report on unidentified flying objects. He was the guy who ran the project, and he says right in the book that he saw the official estimate of the situation, that according to their best experts at the time, they felt that UFOs were interplanetary. And that's before it became more sophisticated, and that we know that we doubt that they're from any other planet in our solar system. Well, what does that mean? Now we're talking about interstellar or possibly other dimensions. So, and he's not the only one, right? So, I mean, lots of people have come forth and said, yeah, we know they're here.
The other thing here you have to consider, though, Project Blue Book, I think, for most of its existence, was a PR operation with very small staff. And maybe Ruppelt had some really interesting information, which he certainly did. That doesn't demonstrate that he had access to everything or even a portion of anything. You stick him out there with enough to make him seem credible, and then the rest is compartmentalized. As I said, Project supposedly investigating all this stuff, it's just a few people.
Yeah, but he was actually in the Air Force, though. And while, you know, people tend to downplay the size of his staff and stuff, they did have what they called a Blue Book officer stationed at all of the air bases. And we know that that's a fact. And that Ruppelt, if he needed to, could go out to the airfield and get a pilot to fly him in a jet plane to any of the military Air Force bases to interview anyone he wanted. Now, you tell me what civilian research group has those kinds of resources today. Any of them? No, none. And he talked personally with generals and people who are the commanders at those bases, who he says personally believe the UFOs were real because his pilots had chased them and they'd been tracked on radar and they'd seen them. So, Kelly, let's just come back to this whole idea now. Let's get right down to brass tacks. I'll go first. I believe alien visitation is real. I don't think there is any real question of it, mm-hmm. and that I don't need the government to tell me. Mm-hmm. How about you?
Oh, no, I honestly do believe that there is, that, you know, extraterrestrials exist and that they have made contact. I don't need the government to tell me that either to believe that.
Well, hallelujah, because a lot of guests still won't go that far. You're a brave woman, and thank you for that. Now, Jean, I think, is still a bit on the fence, but there's a lot of us out here now. There's probably millions of us out here now who do believe this. So why do we even need disclosure anymore in the first place?
We still can believe something, but that doesn't demonstrate 100% what's really going on. You know, belief doesn't necessarily lead us to a fact, and we don't know the final facts then. And certainly those who want answers, real answers that are provable, otherwise we take it on faith. The other issue we haven't discussed is abductions. Is it true, as some claim, that millions of people around the world have been abducted by creatures who may or may not be extraterrestrials, little grays, taller people, insectoids, whatever. And if that is true, you have to think, what is this? How can this be done on such a vast scale and not really be discovered? I mean, the claims of most abductees can't be verified. You know, we can find all sorts of possible explanations. We can say sleep paralysis, or maybe they disappeared for a few days, for 5 days in the woods. But we have no idea what happened to them. Mm-hmm. No at all. Something may indeed have happened to them, but just because they think it's a spaceship doesn't mean it's so. Millions of people. More to come with Gene and Randall and Kelly. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So I threw in the last segment a subject out for discussion, Kelly. UFO abductions.
Yes.
Are they the same thing as the UFO phenomenon or something else or something we're seeing because we interpret it as being related to UFOs, but it's something else? Millions of people? How can that be?
That's such a difficult thing to answer. I mean, personally, from my point of view, I mean, I've talked about this on my show, so I'll be open with you. I personally have, you know, what I would consider an abduction experience.
How interesting. Okay, let's get into some of that then. So is this something you remember you have conscious recollection of some of this?
I do. Interestingly, my mother can corroborate my story.
Well, we've had other guests as well describe their experiences as well. So by all means, please tell us what you experienced.
So I was very young. So we're talking probably around 3 or 4 years old, but I do distinctly remember this happening. And I actually have an artistic representation of it that I had done recently. But I had gone to bed, but I woke up. And it looks like my bedroom. Everything seems normal. So I go out and it looks like it's daytime. I go out of my room. I walk towards my kitchen. And there was kind of a foyer between the hallway and the kitchen. But I got stuck in the foyer. Like I couldn't leave the foyer. There was something blocking me. I could see my parents. My mother's in the kitchen. My father's sitting at the dining room table reading the newspaper, which was not correct. My father, growing up, would read his newspaper in the kitchen nook, not in the dining room table, because it was like a glass formal dining room table, not very comfortable. So I knew something was wrong. So I tried to talk to them. They wouldn't respond. And I remember kind of like laying on the floor and kind of hitting the floor and kind of screaming at them and not getting a reaction from them. And then me realizing something was wrong. And then I turn around and it was like a, basically a projection that gets shut down. And then I turn to my right and there's 3 extraterrestrial beings that were standing in front of me. And I'm terrified. And they grab my arm. And it burned. And then next thing I know, I'm in my room. I couldn't move when I was back in my room. I wasn't paralyzed, but my voice was temporarily for probably about 20 minutes before I was able to scream, or it felt like 20 minutes. My mother came in the room, and she saw blue lights coming from outside. And it was still nighttime. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And my room was cold. Because the window was open for some reason and my body was cold like I had been outside. The strange part about the story, because I know it could be said, well, perhaps it was just a dream, right? That's something that could very easily be said. What's interesting, though, is that part on my arm that burned during the encounter, there's actually flesh missing. It's still missing. And in fact, so I have this indentation in my arm, and it was actually like red. It's swollen at the time when I woke up, and it was that way for several days after, and I was even taken to the doctor, who had no idea what it was, and basically was like, well, you know, it's there now. It's going to be there permanently. There's nothing we can do at this point. I was terrified of aliens, by the way.
That is... Thank you so much for sharing that experience, Kelly. That is, again, that's really brave of you to do that, and... I have no doubt that people like yourself and others have had such experiences. As Jean says, we are always left, though, with this absence of sufficient evidence to prove it was something alien. And that's got to be really kind of a frustrating thing. What do you think a post-disclosure world would look like? Let's suppose, because it seems like the whole issue of disclosure is really in the hands of the aliens. If they came down or they gave someone, a contactee, whether it's Ricardo Gonzalez or someone else, the information, say, like they did in the movie Contact, where they got all the information they needed to build and a transport that could move a person across star systems, interstellar distances. Mm-hmm. What do you think would happen with the world? How would people react to all of this?
You know, I think there would be a mixed reaction. There's some people that I think, you know, would react in a positive manner. They'd be excited for there to be these new ideas and these new possibilities, you know, even looking from it an environmental standpoint, the possibility of either things being, you know, reversed or things being improved in some way. There are some people, though, that I think would react, you know, very negatively, because in some cases it goes against their core belief system to even conceive of the idea of beings from another planet, because that takes away how special we are as a species. That, you know, it wasn't just, you know, either conscious creation of us as beings by some divinity, or, you know, just kind of the luck of the draw of the right environment, the right mixture of gases and the right bacteria all coming together and everything evolving to us to this point and us being that special. It kind of takes away, it takes that away from us. So I think that, you know, there's going to be at least a certain amount of the population that's going to react very negatively towards it, and perhaps negatively towards the beings themselves once disclosure happens. But I think that overall, you know, there would be, it would be necessary to have to come around, because once that cat's out of the bag, then there's no putting it back in.
Maybe that's what they're really afraid of. I mean, I have had a missing time experience where I could claim all of the usual things that seem to happen with people, and maybe with a little bit of a twist to it, because it happened to me when I was very young too. Mm-hmm. Our former co-host, Christopher O'Brien, had a very interesting experience that he shared with everyone as well. Not all of these experiences seem to be very positive. We had Calvin Parker on, and you've probably heard of him, well-known abductee from decades ago. And really, I don't know if I'd really want to be in the same room with a bunch of them necessarily, you know, left alone, because I mean, yeah, I think a lot of people like yourself would come forward and say, like, okay, look, you know, we told you so. Now that we know they're here, well, what about this aspect of them where they've been coming in and doing these things to us pretty much either without us really knowing about it or against our will?
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking all fuzzy Space Brothers stuff here.
Yeah. You know, and I do think that for me, I mean, if and when disclosure happens, I will get kind of a sense of, I told you kind of feeling and that kind of justification. But you're right. I mean, if, you know, disclosure happens, you have those people that have experiences, you know, very negative experiences looking at Betty and Barney Hill and kind of their experiences.
Let's break it here. Got more to come in our next segment with Gene Randall and Kelly. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new national poll finds four of the White House hopefuls are emerging in the Democratic race with less than 100 days to the Iowa caucuses. Former Vice President Joe Biden leads the Washington Post ABC News poll with 28%, followed by Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren at 23%, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders at 17%, and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg at 9%. None of the other candidates polls above 2%. President Trump telling reporters yesterday he's not worried about the impeachment inquiry.
The Republicans have never been this unified. I'm at the highest level I've ever been at, but the Republicans have never been this unified. And this whole impeachment scam, that's exactly what it is. It's a scam. It's a hoax.
And you are listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish-authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I guess this week, Kelly Farmer, talking about esoterica, but mainly focusing on UFOs. So I take it here you feel that abductions do involve extraterrestrial beings.
You know, yes and no. I think that in some cases they do.
Well, what did yours look like? Were they the typical gray beings or something different?
No, they were different. And that's kind of what gets me about my experience as well. They were, you know, probably, you know, the same height as the average gray is described to be, you know, about like 4 feet tall, 3.5, 4 feet tall. But, they didn't look like grays. They were actually, the best way for me to describe it would kind of be like glowing red beings. They almost looked like they were made out of lava. You know, from a child's mind, that's the best way to recall it and to explain it.
Wow, that sounds pretty unique, actually. I've never heard of anything quite like that before. Interesting.
And I've never actually, you know, I've talked to many people that have had experiences, and I've looked at, read about other people's experiences, and I've never really, you know, found anyone else who's really kind of had something similar. It is quite interesting.
Maybe what we were dealing with in that case wasn't necessarily like a biological being. Maybe they were some sort of, you know, I guess for lack of a better term, some sort of an AI or a robotic entity of some kind. And that might explain why how you got the mark. It was like, you know, in the Calvin Parker case, he described these creatures that picked him up as he thought they were some kind of robot type creature. And they picked him up by their arms and floated them into the craft, he says. And so, you know, that might explain how you got this mark. It wasn't actually, you know, your typical biological creature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about my experience, it's really what happened at the end of the day is that they took, you know, they took a sample of some sort from me, and I still have kind of a mark from that. I guess it would kind of be what would be best to be described as like a super permanent scoot mark, but it's not like other scoot marks that I've seen.
When you talk about this, I go back to something we talked about on the show with semi-regular guest of ours, Red Pill Chunky, a guy named Miguel from Mexico City, who speculates on all things paranormal. And he did an article for our Paracast newsletter some years back, pointing out in many thousands of words the resemblance between UFO abductions and near-death experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a physical encounter with ET, and they're abducting huge numbers of Earthlings, how do you put those two together?
Yeah, and that's kind of, you know, really the question that I believe is coming up with more and more people. It's the fact that, you know, a lot of these abduction experiences are happening, a large proportion of them at least are happening when people are sleeping, and then they wake up, and then they have, you know, their abduction experience. They either wake up on the spacecraft, or they wake up to these beings taking them onto the spacecraft, et cetera, et cetera.
But we're overlooking here the near-death experiences.
Yes.
You're on the operating table. You flatline for a few minutes,
mm-hmm.
and something happens. How are these connected? It's not ET going to the hospital and taking people whose heart has stopped beating for a short amount of time and taking them aboard a spacecraft, or maybe they are, but time, of course, doesn't pass the same way. The other thing, of course, is that at least some people claiming abductions are victims of sleep paralysis.
Yes. And I think that that's actually a very interesting, you know, point and thread to go down, Gene, is that if one does believe in the idea of, you know, a consciousness or I guess even a soul, so to say, that would kind of be that factor that would tie those together in that, you know, you have a near-death experience on the operating table, your consciousness leaving your body. When you go into sleep paralysis, it's the same idea of possible like astral projection or your consciousness leaving your body. So then that ties back to that whole, the possibility of a lot of abductions happening when people are sleeping that I've heard it called by some people spiritual abductions or consciousness abductions, where they're not physically being taken, but their consciousness is being taken or shown something or, you know, aboard a spaceship, et cetera, et cetera. And there's some people that believe that actually that what's happening is more interdimensional rather than extraterrestrial anyway. And I've heard that from some researchers, some that I'm very good friends with, that have started doing research into that whole idea is exactly what you're talking about, why there is that whole connection and similarity between the near-death experiences, the sleep paralysis, and these abduction experiences as well.
Don't get me wrong here. I love Red Pill Junkie. I think he's got a really cool perspective on things. But you know, just because some set of circumstances are similar to another set of circumstances doesn't mean the two sets of circumstances are one and the same. I think we can do a lot of religious symbolism on just about any aspect of people's lives, but that doesn't mean that we've got active involvement with angels and demons in our lives. I think that we need to be able to separate out the mythology and the psychology from what is really going on. And I don't personally see how a near-death experience or sleep paralysis is going to leave scoot marks and some sort of a mark on your arm. Do you?
Well, I wanted to throw something out before we go on. Again, that number of abductions, millions of people being abducted, that number is bandied about by a number of people. And if that's the case, we've got spaceships running all over the place, unbeknownst to us, kidnapping Earthlings.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, this is a huge number. I mean, we're not saying that all of them are. It's like Stanton Friedman used to say, you know, we don't care about all the cases that aren't flying saucers. We just care about the ones that are. So, you know, it's
right. But if so many people are reporting possible abductions.
Well, so many people report
that many, if how many could be real? How many
people can be abducted by beings in spaceships before everyone would notice it.
Well, I mean, I guess that my response to that would be, well, I mean, does it matter how many? If it's even happening to a few people, doesn't that still prove the existence?
Well, if that happens, doesn't tell us what causes it. Okay.
There are some people, though, that do feel, you know, that in some cases that, yeah, it's extraterrestrial. In other cases, it, you know, a consciousness thing. But then there's also the whole idea that some of these abductions are happening not by extraterrestrials, but by someone else. Not all of them, but some of them are happening by someone else who's using, you know, the whole abduction idea as kind of a cover for something else.
The other question is motive.
Yeah.
Why would E.T. abduct so many people to take samples? They could take samples painlessly. They could physically visit somebody and zap them with their phasers, set on stun, whatever it is, and take their sample and go away. Why do they have to bring them aboard a spaceship?
Well, again, I think we have to be careful about, that's a fair question. Mm-hmm. But I think we have to separate the question of why are they doing that from, well, if we can't explain it, therefore it's not happening.
That is right? Not the case. The question is, what is happening and how do we relate that to the real world, and how many of these people are actually being abducted by some kind of alien being, extraterrestrial or anything? Obviously, we can say that if they do communicate with us, there's no reason whatever to believe what they say. It's just still, this stuff is going on in front, not behind our backs, right in front of us. Many people have these experiences. They are frightening to some. They are welcomed by others. What's going on here? Kelly joins Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support.
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
It's our final segment, so maybe we could look at that. Maybe look at a motive of an alien race, one or more alien races, who may be engaged in this sort of practice with still huge numbers of people.
I mean, I don't know, but a possible idea is that it's not necessarily just one race that is doing this. So the motivation and the experience that people have is going to be very different, in my opinion, between who or what they're interacting with. And I think that that's a contributing factor. Also, I mean, you have to also consider the fact that while our technology has improved over time, over the past 50 years, you also have to imagine that their technology has improved over the past 50 years. The things and types of experiences and things that they were doing during those experiences 50 years ago or even 30 years ago may be very different from the experiences that people are having now and the abduction experiences occurring now, because it's possible that their technology has improved just as ours have in that time period.
Now, that takes us back to how long have these beings been here? And if they come from other star systems, even if they came here 2,000 years ago from Zeta Reticuli, their technology still would have been so far advanced compared to ours that they could have engaged in examining humans in ways we'd never notice.
Well, that's also saying, though, that the same aliens that came 2,000 years ago are the same aliens that are coming now.
I guess the aliens find us a watering hole here. Ain't that little planet with Earthlings, they don't know what's going on. Yeah, it could be lots and lots of beings.
What this all comes down to is, you know, a lot of great speculation. And I love these kinds of conversations, because unless we go out there and we reach out there and try to explore and do these sort of mind experiments to see what might be the case, we won't make progress. I think there is a way to create sort of a hierarchy of reasonableness in terms of what is happening or what could be happening. So, you know, we get the, say, transports from hell hypothesis. And personally, and no offense to religious believers out there, but I tend to put that kind of lower on the scale of things, because there really isn't any sort of evidence that there is such a place. There is, however, evidence that there are other stars. And there's plenty of evidence that there are other planets around other stars. There's evidence that we can travel in space. It's reasonable to assume that a technologically advanced society, not much more technologically advanced than ours, could travel between real stars, real planets in our known universe and get here. And therefore, I tend to put that one kind of up at the top. And in between, there's all these other ideas about what's going on that are very interesting to talk about. And when we put them all together, it forms kind of a pattern, if you know what I mean. Being involved in explaining esoterica, you probably kind of know what I'm talking about. There's things that we just know are way out there, but they might be connected, but they're not going to be connected in the way that people think they are.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I do agree with that 100%. It's difficult when you take on a subject as vast and, you know, has with as much, you know, mixed information as the subject of UFOs. It becomes difficult to really discern and be able to kind of separate it in that way. You know, it makes for a very exciting conversation, though, as you're saying.
Well, exactly. And it's sort of what I would think, you know, explaining esoterica would mm-hmm. want to try and sort those issues out. It's been quite a fascinating conversation that we've had. And again, thanks for sharing your experience. You know, maybe we can get you back for after the Paracast to talk about more if you have the time. Is there anything that you'd like to say that we haven't talked about that you really want to get out there?
You know, I think really we've covered, you know, the vast variety of a lot of the subjects that I enjoy and a lot of the topics that I like talking about. So not really necessarily, other than, you know, just if people do find this type of stuff interesting, that they can always, you know, check out what I have to say. Yeah.
Well, you're a young whippersnapper here. You're in your 30s, Randall's in his low 60s, I'm 1,000 years old, and then some. Do you think in your lifetime, forget about my lifetime and maybe forget about Randall's lifetime, do you think we'll ever reach a point where we have some answers, where there's disclosure, whatever? Is this going to come to a close, or are we going to be talking about this 70 years from now?
I'd like to be optimistic and say that, yes, that we will get the answers that we're looking for. But, you know, looking at it also from a practical and historical standpoint, it's unfortunately possible that we won't, and that 70 years from now, it'll shift from being, you know, UFOs and aliens to being, you know, something else.
You just raised something really interesting there, which is now we are sci-fi oriented in our culture, and we see UFOs that match our cultural expectations, just as maybe a phenomenon 200 years ago matched their expectations. So 100 years from now, 70, what would we see? And does that mean that what we see is not what these things are? Even if they are ET, there are different species coming here. Are they displaying themselves in their true form?
And exactly, that's the thing, because if we're looking at it, you know, a couple hundred years ago, we're saying angels, going all the way back to the beginning of this conversation. It went from angels, and now we're talking, and, you know, we've talked about ghosts in the past, and now we're focusing much more on aliens and the sci-fi side of things. So it's possible that if we don't get the answers we're looking for, that it will just have another shift into something else, into, I don't know. I mean, it could go more sci-fi. I mean, I'm already seeing a shift away from extraterrestrials and rather more into interdimensional. From, you know, the conversations that I have and the people that I talk to. I mean, so it could go even farther in that direction, as into possible alternate timelines and things along those lines, rather than saying that they're from another planet in this timeline, but rather going into alternate timelines, alternate universes, things along those lines.
Now, some people do believe that UFOs are here from the future, but that raises all these possibilities. What can they do to change the future by doing something in the past? That goes back to this movie, I think there was a TV series on too, called Time Cop, where they went back through time to undo wrongs to prevent the timeline from being corrupted. There's also a TV show called Legends of Tomorrow on the CW. From DC Comics, where they go back through time to undo the damage caused by the villains, but then they always leave something behind. They kind of screw it up a little bit. But we can talk about this forever.
Yeah.
Kelly, can you tell our listeners, if they want to know more about your stuff, where do they go?
The main places to find me would be on my website, which is very simple, though probably slightly difficult to spell, www.explainesoterica.com. I also have a YouTube channel, which is where I put out the majority of my content, which is just Explaining Esoterica. And then I'm also on Twitter under Explaining Esoterica. So everything is Explaining Esoterica. The website is more text-based. The YouTube is obviously more video-based. And then Twitter is where I post my updates. So there you go.
You can find us on Twitter, too. Look for the Paracast. Look for two official Paracast channels on Facebook, a group and a community. Facebook. Anyway, we also have that other radio show for you after the Paracast. And after the Paracast is only offered to people who subscribe to the Paracast Plus. After the Paracast is, well, we never know what's going to happen. We can continue discussions with our guests. In fact, I'll ask you very quickly here, Kelly, would you want to come back for the recording of After the Paracast Friday?
Yeah, just let me know what time and I would love to.
Okay, so she's going to be joining us. To hear that show, you have to subscribe to the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. And one more thing, you also get a version of this show free of the network ads with enhanced audio. Again, plus.theparacast.com. Kelly Farmer, glad to meet you. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.